Of course, minus Callum Ponga, as we witnessed that another concussion on Sunday's game, team, and it's become a big talking point, hasn't it?
Well, it certainly has, because, you know, we keep counting the amount of concussions that Paul Kalen has suffered.
Mm.
And we started talking on Monday about how many is too many, and not just for Kalen, this is just across the board now.
Yeah.
How many is too many, and when should a person step away from sport?
Yeah.
And that's the conversation, you know, like that poor young man.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they don't get long.
No,
in a football career.
No, they don't.
So, yeah.
But we wanted to just, let's put Kalen to the side and just talk about concussion and where we're at as far as our attitudes to players when they should and shouldn't play and how long they should play for. Prashant Jalar is a senior lecturer in the Faculty of Medicine and Health at University of New South Wales with an interest in this topic, and he's with us now. Hello, Prashant.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well.
Prashant, okay, talk to us like we're five-year-olds. Concussion, break it down for us, okay? What is concussion? You've hit your head, and what happens?
Well, effectively, what happens is that the brain actually undergoes a minor injury. So there's a huge spectrum of brain injuries. I mean, from your minor car accidents where you all of a sudden are a bit wobbly on your feet for a couple of months, right down to the severe end where we obviously see what happens on medical TV shows and things are going wrong. Concussion is right down the minor end of mild. Concussion basically means that the brain has got a functional disturbance. Things aren't connecting, things aren't doing what they should in the brain for a temporary period of time. We consider it a reversible form of traumatic brain injury.
Okay. Mm. Is when a person doesn't lose consciousness, when they are wobbly, like let's use Kalen as the example for that we saw on Sunday. He didn't actually lose consciousness, but he's certainly wobbly. Is it any less severe when you don't black out, or are you worried regardless of whether they black out or not?
We're worried regardless. Only about 10% of concussions in adults will involve someone losing consciousness.
Okay.
So 90%, we're not going to see any signs that they've actually lost consciousness, but they're just unsteady on their feet, they're dizzy, one of a number of different things that tells us the brain isn't functioning the way it should be temporarily.
And the long-term effects that we've all currently heard of, you know, players coming out now 30 years later and all of that. But as you say, we see a player getting taken off. They're a bit dizzy at best, but we kind of think, oh, well, that'll come good. But it doesn't. Eventually, every hit causes long-term damage. Is that right?
Well, we actually don't know the answer to that in the short. So the problem is that the research that's been done has been done on players that are 30, 40 or 50 years playing, so they played 30 or 40 or 50 years ago, where it was, let's splash some water in their face, give them a little slap, play the ball.
Mm.
It wasn't remove them from the field, allow their brains to recover and see what happens in the long term. Then we also don't know what happens once they retire, because a lot of those studies are looking at their lives 40 years after they've stopped playing. We don't take into account any of the other medical conditions. We don't take into account what's happened after they've stopped playing. What exactly have they done? Have they have to use other medications for other conditions? Have they got a history of drug or alcohol abuse, depression? A lot of those things haven't been taken into account in the research. We're only starting to do that research now.
Gee, we've got a long way to go then, haven't we?
But
I'm curious, Prashant, are there people that are more at a greater risk of injury and even recovery than others?
Greater risk of injury? It's hard to say. There are definitely some risk factors that lead to people having prolonged recovery from a concussion. And so things such as learning disabilities actually can cause people to have prolonged recoveries.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of actually sustaining a concussion, we don't actually know if there's any risk factors that cause someone to sustain a concussion or are more or less likely to sustain a concussion.
Right.
American, you may not know the answer, but I'm just putting it out. American footballers are known. We often talk about the fact they wear helmets, blah, blah, blah. However, the current lightly padded, I call it silly hat that they wear now, really, and we try and put it on our kids, which is a great idea, really, on a concussion level, on a hit, does it protect anything?
No, it doesn't. So we definitely, that part of the research has been quite clear that doesn't actually do anything to protect the concussion. But what it does do is it protects the skin damage, it protects against potential fractures of the skull. So
okay.
It actually protects against other quite severe injuries. Injuries to the ears as well. So obviously we get a lot of rugby players with cauliflower ears, more in union.
Yeah.
But those kinds of soft tissue injuries and also the potential for skull damage, That it does protect against. A concussion, unfortunately not.
I ask because that's Kalen wears one.
Yeah, I know. Prashant, do you think there'll be a day in the not-too-distant future where people like yourself will be able to come out and say, if there's been 6 concussions, they should think about retirement? If there's been 11 concussions...
What's the cutoff?
Yeah, do you think we'll get to that point where there will be a cutoff? Or are we talking about 100 years down the track when, you know, a generation of people have been studied?
I think potentially we may not even ever know the answer to that, because it's going to depend on the circumstances of the person. If we're talking about a 13-year-old girl who's just started playing rugby or has some other sports and sustained a concussion, maybe as a result of snowboarding, then we'll consider what exactly that person's doing, because she's got a whole schooling life ahead of her and we can't have her having a month or 2 months recover every time.
Yeah.
Kalen is a professional athlete. That's his career. That's his job. And especially with a lot of the NRL guys, that's what they're getting paid to do in a very short period of time.
Mm.
And so the risk and the reward is very different. And so it's an individual choice.
Okay.
It's interesting as we talk about football and things, but seriously, when we're talking about this very subject, boxing.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? You know, like, really?
Getting hit in the head.
Yeah.
Continuous hits. But anyway.
Prashant, it's been great to speak with you. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
Prashant Jalar from University of New South Wales.
Always knew that about the padded little hats, and if they protect something, then they're worth wearing.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think a lot of people think, you know, it'll help with the... No, it can't.
It's interesting. My dad played rugby league, as you well know.
Yeah.
He wore a headgear,
yep.
But only after his ears. You talk about cauliflower ears.
Yeah.
I should take a photo of my dad's ear.
Yeah.
You would think you are looking at a head of cauliflower.
Yeah.
Because...
It is bizarre, isn't it?
I couldn't... You know how the Q-tips, what do they call them? The cotton ball, tips?
Yeah.
You can't get one inside one of my dad's ears.
No.
It is that cauliflower.
Is that from scrums?
Well,
scrums.
And more so then than now, because they had real ones.
Yeah, they used to actually really join them.
Yeah, and they were getting bang.
9 times out of 10, it's the hooker that cops the worst ones in the old days scrums.
Yeah.
But I know, it's a thing, isn't it?
It's weird.
And it is. Not pretty.
Veggie head.
Yeah, hey. You're getting back for box head, don't you?
Veggie head.
Hey, box head. Hey, veggie head.